Studios proudly presents Mad TV Mayhem, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer edition.
You think you know who you are and what's to come? You haven't even begun. I is like that Anya. She's nearly human and strangely literal.
Sometimes when it's dark and I'm all alone, I think, what would Buffy do?
I might be love's bitch, but at least I'm man enough to admit it.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
So everything you told me was true?
Well, no. I wasn't actually one of the original members of Pink Floyd. What about the monster stuff? Yes.
Power. I have it, and they don't.
This bothers them.
The hardest thing in this world is to live in it.
I should tell you that this kind of coat doesn't have buttons. See? Hooks and eyes.
Something wrong with buttons?
Buttons are proud and vain, not plain.
Got anything against zippers?
Are you making fun of me?
No.
Like the tourists staring all the time? Sometimes they come into the yard. It's very rude. They seem to think we're quaint.
I can't imagine why they'd think that. Is this a real snake?
Of course it's not real. You think I'd be working in a place like this if I could afford a real snake?
How you doing? Christmas present. You're sticking your neck out pretty far on this one, Leap. It was them that fucked up. Remember when they came and gathered all the evidence? The glass wasn't there. I took it down to Dickerman. The next day, I get a call. The test is done. I can come pick up my glass. But when I went down there, Malto had already signed the receipt, returned to evidence. I guess they figured I'd put it back. Only, I got no reason to put it any place since it ain't my goddamn case anymore. So I toss the thing in my drawer. I figure sooner or later someone's gotta ask me about it. Nobody did.
You think I killed her? The lady was bad news. So that makes it okay that I killed her? Did ya? Oh, pal.
Hey, do you know a guy around here with a piss yellow deuce coupe? Supposed to be hot stuff.
You mean John Milner? Hey, nobody can beat him, man. He's got the fastest.
Ain't nobody, dork, right?
Right.
Hey, you see this Milner? You tell him I'm looking for him, huh? Tell him I aim to blow his ass right off the road.
How did you get that scar?
Some guy pulled a knife in Detroit.
Really?
No. I was 19 and I thought it'd be cool to have a pierced ear. My girlfriend stuck a needle through it and I heard this pop and fainted. And I hit my chin on the toilet. I think my eyes are getting better. Instead of a big dark blur, I see a big light blur.
There's nothing to see. I used to live here, you know.
You're going to die here, you know. Convenient.
Have you and your wife been to Paris before?
Yes, on our honeymoon.
Is it possible that she met someone here? Someone she has been thinking about?
Since June 15th, 1968? One of the things I do remember is my first day at school. There were all these weird-looking kids, and I didn't know any of them, and they didn't know me. I was scared, but after 2 days, we were all laughing about how scared we were. Everybody feels like you do, honey. Everybody.
That's sweet. I didn't know you remembered that.
I don't. Look at this place. These are poor people. Look at what they own. Look at what they eat. They don't have meat, but they have asparagus that they cut.
I don't think we should be here.
They welcome visitors, son. It's an old custom of theirs from the jungle. Be kind to strangers, they say. You never know when you might be one yourself. That's the law of the jungle.
But this isn't the jungle, Dad.
No, because no jungle is as murderous as this. They traded green trees for this room. It's pathetic, and it makes me mad, because they're going to end up being part of the problem. It would take courage to go there.
Go where?
The jungle. Not ordinary gumption, but 4 o'clock in the morning courage. And who's got that? The people in those camps know probably better than we do what time the satellites are going to pass overhead. And Marty, unless you authorize us to retask those satellites so we can get a look before they're overhead from the side, we're never going to know which camp they're at.
Jack, do you have any idea how big of a deal it is to retask those satellites?
Frank, listen, Dave can't stand the pain, so I want you to give him a combination of morphine and I don't...
Okay, not morphine, but something strong and mixed with a sleeping tablet like Halcyon. They haven't proved that, Frank. We have no idea. Mold thinks that we're left on the chair by some guest. He's not going to sue his own mother. Well, he's not me. Hey, Doc, we're looking for a prisoner from that bus train wreck a couple of hours ago. Might be hurt. What does he look like? 6'1", 180, brown hair, brown eyes, beard. Seen anyone like that around? Every time I look in the mirror, pal. Except for the beard, of course. What's the money for? I was thinking guns. I was thinking IRA.
I need that money, Tom.
Why? So other 8-year-olds can watch their father's gun down in front of them? If this money leaves here, more people will die. Can you tell me that won't happen? Did you hear my speech?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You're gonna get yourself re-elected.
That's what I keep telling them.
Whoa, what happened?
It crumpled the landing gear when we hit.
Well, aren't you gonna fix it? I mean, can't we just reattach it somehow?
Sure, we'll, like, glue it back on.
Aren't you one of those guys?
What guys?
Those guys. You know, the guys with skills.
Skills?
Yeah, you send them into the wilderness with a pocket knife and a Q-tip, and they build you a shopping mall. You can't do that?
No, I can't do that. But I can do this. Does that help?
You have been listening to Empire Studios' presentation of My TV Mayhem, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer edition. Sound clips are from GarageBand and can be found in their samples library. We can be found at nimlast.org, or you can email us at j@jglangjans.com. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 Unported License. Thanks for joining us.